Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban three fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
Sergey Bobanka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck and pull a truck,
hug them up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to Springsteen.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know
where mama at.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
My goodness, there's a lot of stuff that happened over the weekend. Except a Marlins win. That is the only thing that did not happen over the weekend. We have Heat to talk about. We've got Panthers to talk about. We've got Dolphins to talk about. We're at the Amerant Bank Arena, Crowder and I, and he showed up. He's got a Wendy's hamburger and a Wendy's chicken sandwich. Mm-hmm. And I said, those poor Marlins, man. You could have been at... could have gotten a free Whopper Jr., but ain't going to happen. They got swept over the weekend.
And I have sushi.
Yeah, so this is weird. Someone came up to Crowder in the elevator here. Not many people here at the Amarant Arena, obviously. It's 2 o'clock. Someone came up to him with a styrofoam container. You know the one that you would put like a burger in?
Mm-hmm.
In the elevator, said, would you like some sushi? And Crowder accepted it.
I thought it was a joke, but he had a box of styrofoam sushi, and I was like, thank you.
So we've got some, and Tree, you know, he brings us goodies. We had some pretzels and cheese and apple dippers and Coke Zero.
Set today.
But the Panthers, they have got giveaways tonight. LED towels. I don't know if you could see it on the thing there, but they're courtesy of Celsius. And there's a little starter button in there.
Oh, boy, it lights up.
And then it's got different settings. So it's like, I know we're on radio. You know, some people watch us on YouTube after Solana posts a video, but there is a super cool giveaway. And I know the Heat, they're giving out shirts because I saw that on the arena seats. But yeah, the Panthers have a super cool giveaway, LED light up towels.
That's going to look cool during the game.
That's going to look super cool.
Yeah.
Super cool. So,
good old gentleman sweep.
Yeah, I don't mind. I said it last week. Let's rain some rats down on the heads of the Lightning, and be on with our lives.
And it's as you beat up the big brother, it's cool to be in your own arena.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I don't mind that. I don't mind that too much. They actually made it a game on, what was it, Saturday? Saturday, because they were down 3-0. They made it a game. And, you know, couldn't get the dub, but that's all right. Go for the gentleman's sweep tonight. Heat tonight, they'll try to get a second dub over the Celtics. Did not go well in game three, unfortunately. That looked more like what I think a lot of people expected all the games to look like. But we'll see what happens. See what happens.
Plus 16 and a half.
But you also had 21 and a half.
I didn't bet it.
Oh, you didn't? Because it went up because we were watching the Panthers game and the Heat game together at Dave and Buster's. We had a great watch party at Dave and Buster's. I'll talk about that. Appreciate everyone who came out. But you had live bet the Heat at plus 16 and a half. And then the line went to plus 21 and a half. I was with Jim DeJoseph and I said, oh, he put it in at 21 and a half. And as we were, you know, leaving, I'm like, oh, 20. He hit.
We didn't hit because my son wanted to play skee ball.
Yeah.
For 45 minutes.
Chaz was so patient with Crowder. I'm telling you, my kid would never be that patient. Crowder talking to listeners, and we're watching the games. And Chaz just sat there. But at some point, he was like, let's go play some games.
We got to get out of here. Skee ball has 9 balls. The lowest number you can hit just to get it over the hill is 80. He got 90. He got 90 14 times in a row and just wanted to keep going.
Yeah, he was having the time of his life.
Oh, he's just slinging balls. He's throwing it over his shoulder. Yeah, but, man, Dave and Buster's is awesome. You have kids, you have the TVs, you have the bar, you have the games. I was like, yeah.
Because even now with the Hard Rock app, so we're sitting there, there's 42 feet of TV where we are. There's TVs all over the place, but where we're sitting, and you can gamble if you want. You can put, you know, it's right there on your phone. It's like being in a sports book.
I was there 3 hours after you left.
It was really fun. Yesterday, so there were a few bets that I wanted to make over the weekend, and we were so busy over the weekend at the pancreatic cancer walk. Then we did the watch party, and then I was in Tampa all day yesterday.
Yeah.
We get home last night. I really had wanted to bet the Pacers. I think it was minus 10, Solana. Was the Pacers minus 10 last night going into the game?
Man, I don't remember if it was minus 10, but it was definitely like 8, 8.5 at
big.
One point.
Yeah. I wanted to lay everything because no Dame, no Giannis, and just a bunch of question marks and Doc Rivers. And I didn't get home in time. Like, I didn't get a chance to bet it. I was just busy. We got home last night from Tampa probably 10 minutes before the Timberwolves game started. And it was Timberwolves minus a half point. And I said, oh, I am betting Minnesota all day, all night. Cash that ticket. Yeah. That Golden State team is one of the biggest disasters.
Phoenix.
One of the biggest disasters in the history of sports.
Mm-hmm.
I read something today. I'm so fascinated by that team because I really didn't watch them. And it does make sense. I mean, they were the 3 seed, right, Solana? So they obviously.
The 6 seed.
They were the 6?
Yeah, they were the 6. Minnesota.
Minnesota was the 3.
Minnesota, Oklahoma City, and Denver all finished within, I think, the same record or within half a one game of each other for the 1 seed. Phoenix was kind of teetering around play-in tournament, but then they ended up as a 6 seed.
So they are, I'm just so fascinated by it, and I read this today. It was a tweet from someone who covers the NBA and, like, finance. It says the Suns mortgaged away their entire future, and it resulted in a first-round sweep. Phoenix not only has zero control over their first-round picks from 2025 to 2030, but Bradley Beal also refused to waive his no-trade clause when he arrived in June. Beal is owed $160 million over the next 3 seasons, and as they write here, he has little to no trade value. I mean, who would
160 million for 3 years?
Even if they were eating some of that contract, he didn't do anything.
No.
And they
blame Frank Vogel.
So it says the Suns truly appear stuck with this roster unless they decide to make Kevin Durant and or Devin Booker available this offseason to get real value in return. Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen. I saw Kendrick Perkins with a awesome wholehearted defense of Frank Vogel and pretty much telling Kevin Durant, stand up. Now, and I'm coming around on Kevin Durant. Now I don't think he had anything to do with the Golden State Championships.
He was MVP.
I don't know.
Finals MVP.
Okay,
Hall.
Because the other guys were so good, he was like, you know what I mean? Like, I think he might be Mario Chalmers. I'm not kidding you. This guy has been a disaster everywhere but Golden State.
And I don't know if we're playing that that Perk audio today, but there's something about KD's leadership. Oh, he can play basketball, Hawk. Now, come on.
I mean, he can spot up, shoot a three that you're shocked a guy that size can shoot.
He is an extremely good basketball player, but through OKC and now through the Phoenix Suns situation, he's underachieved everywhere but Golden State.
Underachieved yes. everywhere, but a team that was already a championship team.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, the only thing that would have, knocked his legacy if he went to Golden State and they got bad? Like, he didn't add anything to that team. They were already a championship team. I am so confused by Kevin Durant, and I don't know what Phoenix is going to do. I saw it today that Stephen A. Smith said Devin Booker was interested in going to the New York Knicks. That he didn't hear it from him himself,
right,
but he's got
right.
some interest in it. Listen, he's a Knicks fan. He's feeling himself.
Okay,
he's having the time of his life.
We laughed about DeAndre Ayton's draft or trade value. The Suns were better with DeAndre Ayton on that team.
It's crazy. Like, Solana,
they were.
Right, but, like, the difference between them getting swept or not swept this year was DeAndre Ayton.
No.
I'm just saying.
I'll say
the last year roster – because Beal wasn't there and KD wasn't there. DeAndre was. Last year's roster got them further in the playoffs than this year's roster with two. I can't say Bradley's a Hall of Famer, but Kevin Durant's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
But Crowder, when you go out and you get Kevin Durant, you pair him with Devin Booker, even with DeAndre Ayton, with Bradley Beal, doesn't matter. You pair those two together, your ceiling shouldn't be, hey, we got to the second round. Your ceiling should be title or bust. Like
right.
that those should be your aspirations.
That's a super team. And on paper, that's one of the best twosomes, but one of the best tandems I think to ever on paper ever play together. Except we were wrong on Kevin Durant. We need to admit it.
I had a twosome this morning with Asia.
Hey.
You had a toothsome.
She woke up feisty.
Anyway, I want to talk about all that stuff. We were at Dave & Buster's. As a reminder, because you've got the postseasons underway for basketball and hockey, Dave & Buster's is great. It's a great place to watch. We have a $250 gift card to Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. If you want to win it, go to WQAM.com, click on contests, and you can enter right there. And I'm telling you, $250 at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood, that is a good time. So go to WQAM.com, click on contests. Heat are 10.5-point underdogs tonight. You know, again, the fact that they got one from Boston, I don't want to sound like some loser here, but the fact that they did get one from Boston, for me, is enough. If they can squeak out another one, that would be great. But I'm already satiated, you know?
Yeah.
I feel good. I think Boston, no matter what happens, they have to feel terrible about this Heat series.
even
what happened on Saturday.
4-1?
They have to feel terrible. Yeah.
Spo did a great job of adjusting, but it's just talent.
It's talent.
It's wild.
It's talent, man. Like,
oh, Solana, Boston is wildly more talented than us.
Oh, I mean, one through five?
Seven.
I mean, that's no knock on the Heat. They're injured.
No, go ahead. Give me more sound bites for tomorrow. Go ahead. Do it. You did
Bam.
The same thing after game one.
Okay, but will you make a Celtics montage with you begging us to give you more bulletin board material?
I will not. There will be no such thing happening on these areas.
This is only a lose-lose situation for us.
Bam's the only person that could start on that team. And it's a maybe.
Right, but, I mean, you're missing two starters as well.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying.
Right, but, like, that's not saying much. How many guys in the NBA could start on that team? There's a reason why They were one of the
greatest
regular season
teams in history. That's why I said they should feel terrible even if they win this series 4-1.
Yes.
That's why.
But even the other night, the Miami Heat, in that first quarter, in the first half, really, I mean, they gave the Celtics everything. They turned the ball over 9 times. Celtics were plus 17 in points off turnovers by halftime. If the Heat don't do that, they can compete. They held that team to 100, a team that averages 120 points per game. They held them to 104 points per game. They shot worse than 30% from three. I think they only hit 9 or 11 threes in that game. Like, defensively, the Heat did everything they could to keep themselves in that game. Offensively, Miami couldn't even get shots up because they were just turning the ball over. Haywood Highsmith, he passed it into nobody.
That's what happened. Mm-hmm. That's what should happen in the playoffs against a great team with Haywood Highsmith as your point scorer. No shade to him.
It's not the montage you made after the Heat win with me saying 17 times, I don't think we can generate enough offense. Let's run that back because we can't generate enough offense. It's just – and it's not – there's no – I'm not knocking them. Spo's a great coach. Bam can play. Tyler is an offensive threat. You just – your defense to the game was Haywood Highsmith turned the ball over. Really? That's what we're dealing with here?
I mean, I could inbound better than Haywood Highsmith. I don't know who he was throwing the ball to. Yeah, no, the Heat have to play perfect.
They have to play extraordinary perfect basketball, not even just perfect. They have to do, like game two, record-setting numbers. Mm-hmm. They have to play extraordinary. That's what I'm saying. There's no shame in if you're only able to get one from Boston. I don't want to sound like a loser on the flagship station coming up to game, what is it, game four tonight? Second game at home?
Game four.
Listen, you know, I just want to be real about what the Heat's roster is right now. You're not talking about the roster that they intended to go into round one with. So, yeah, we have to acknowledge that.
Jimmy's over there with the Mickey Mouse. I don't know what's going on.
I love that hairdo.
I didn't like it.
We had a fierce disagreement at Dave & Buster's over his hair. I love Jimmy Butler. I love everything about him. Like, just that hair. He loves life. Yeah. He loves sticking it to everybody, making everybody talk about little nonsensical things, which is what I like to do with sandwiches and nonsense. Like, I love watching everybody get wrapped up in his stupid stuff. He knows that everyone's going to be talking about his hair, and that's what he wanted.
I didn't like it, Hawk, because of the fact that your team's down by 48 points in the first quarter, and now people are talking about your hair. I'm playing the end of it, but that's what had me.
But he's consistently that guy, which is what I love. It's one thing if all of a sudden Bam came out with Mickey Mouse hair.
Yeah.
But Jimmy's been doing this his entire career. Jimmy took the third stringers. Where was that? Minnesota? Solana?
Minnesota.
Just wiped the floor of the start. Like, yes. This is his stuff. Like, I just love that guy.
With
man.
A rolly on, too.
I love that guy. Yeah, didn't take his watch off. Like he's just great. I love him.
Maybe I hate the TV station that made him the center of attention why the Heat were down by 76 points with 4 minutes left in the first quarter.
Well, perhaps that's because Haywood Highsmith was inbounding the ball to no one.
Haywood needs to do his hair different.
Let's. You want to do headlines here, Solana? Start out the show. Yeah. I thought we'd. I want to talk a little bit about the Dolphins draft, and I'll read you some of the draft grades that they got. So we don't have a guest here in the first hour. A little bit of a departure for us, but I'm gonna tinker with the show a little bit. We're at the Amerant Bank Arena. Mike Cuno is going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour. We can talk Dolphins and Heat and Panthers with him. And Randy Moeller is going to stop by in the 4 o'clock hour. Doug Plagans in the 5 o'clock hour. And then before you know it, we will have a double header. Actually, I guess a triple header tonight of sports action, if you want to include the Marlins, who have the worst record in all of Major League Baseball. It is bad. Bad.
Maybe Jazz should get the Mickey Mouse.
They were up, what, 7-0 yesterday?
7-0 after the bottom of the third.
They were up 7-0. The Marlins social media team tweeted out the score and high. And then they lost with a 7-0 lead. What did they lose? 12-9?
12-9.
And they tweeted out the final score and wrote, bye.
I like it.
It is bad over there, man. So let's get a look at headlines here. Start out the show with Alejandro Solana, who is dressed like your local Ace Hardware store proprietor.
You cut this chain for me?
Excuse me, sir. Can you make a copy of this key, or do I need the...
I just need 8 feet.
Sir, what does 41 lumens translate to in LED lighting? I'm having a little trouble here.
Does this light dim?
This sports update is driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Can't you guys just let me go to a Heat game without feeling like I look like a total
I thought you were going to a rally at Charlottesville. Too soon?
Oh, man.
No brother Solana tonight, huh?
No brother Solana. No, no, no button down, no tie. I'm going with the Heat polo that they gave me for the playoffs
and spandex,
khaki spandex.
It's like a off white khaki chino pant, and I'm gonna wear a blazer as well. It's white hot, baby.
Yeah,
I gotta be in the theme.
I got you, and it's crotch night.
I'll start with the Marlins.
You think you can match this paint? I have a swatch. It's like a light blue.
Craig Mish covers the Marlins. He tweeted this yesterday. Since you were talking about it being bad, he tweeted, worst March/April I've ever seen in Marlins history. Truly abysmal baseball. Mistakes all over the place. Basic plays not executed. I have seen every season rock bottom.
Yeah, it's
6
terrible.
23.
It's truly terrible.
Yeah.
It's truly terrible. This is one of the epically – this is an epically bad team. This is one of those teams that you cannot comprehend just how bad it is.
Is A.J. Puck our ace?
I don't even think he's in the rotation anymore, is he?
Took him out? Like, who's our ace?
I don't know. I mean, the ace was going to be Yuri Perez and Sandy Alcantara.
Yes.
And didn't someone else, Jesus Luzardo, just went on the IL, didn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah, so, Zeus.
Kind of like the thing with the Heat where Jimmy's out. Like, our dogs are out. Like, you shouldn't be surprised. Like, why are we so surprised that the Marlins aren't winning? And our best, what, three pitchers?
Fair.
Aren't pitching.
Right, yeah. Right. But the bigger conversation is, hey, you were a playoff team last year. You were hoping to build on that. We've talked about it before. And they put zero resources into improving the team and just said, hey, we'll just run it back with whatever. They got rid of the general manager that actually got them to that point. They seem to be out on their National League Manager of the Year, Skip Schumacher. Like, everything has gone in one direction to the complete opposite direction.
And I don't think it's been the starting pitching, by the way. I think it's been more middle relief and end relief. So
it's everything,
I don't know.
Bro. It's everything.
It's everything.
They suck.
It's everything.
They suck.
Yeah, they're bad.
All right, so tonight, the Miami Heat, they will play Game 4 versus the Celtics. They were blown out. It was over by halftime on Saturday night. Tonight's tip-off is at 7:30. DeLon Wright, by the way, missed Game 3. They called it personal reasons, personal family matter. We just found out today that he congratulated him and his family on the birth of a new baby girl to the DeLon Wright family. So he's back tonight. No Rozier.
I don't like that.
You took 6 weeks of maternity leave.
Like
so, that. And you're not maternity, if you understand
like
what I'm saying.
Here's, I made a baby.
Here's what I
a
think.
A playoff game?
Here's what I think, because I was thinking about that. So here's the only – is that his first – baby, do you know if they I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
And not that it matters to me.
It does matter.
Well, maybe
you've seen one pop out. You've seen them all. They're gonna crown. Maybe a foot comes first. They snatch them out.
To me, you want to be there with your wife or girlfriend for the birth of your child. I have no problem with that. Obviously, I was there. I don't think anything could have kept me from being there for the birth of our son. Here's the only hang up I have. It's not that it's playoffs. It's not that it's the Heat and the Celtics. It's the fact that DeLon Wright was a breakout star, and I wonder if he cost himself millions of future dollars because he was kind of on this trajectory of, you know, like a Gabe Vincent playoff razzle dazzle. Who's the other guy that was so good for the Heat, and then he went and
Norris Cole?
No, just like two seasons ago. Why am I drawing a blank on his name?
Derrick Jones Jr.
No.
Black.
He was black, yeah.
Tall. Kendrick Nunn?
Kendrick Nunn. Yeah. Kendrick Nunn. Where it was just like, yeah, I think this was kind of a coming out party for DeLon Wright. He was doing this in the playoffs. And he missed a game, and who knows if he'll have his timing back. And I don't know, interesting to me, because I think there was a financial component here that normally I would not put into play.
I'm going to tell you, little DeLana Wright is not going to remember yesterday. She's going to remember if he get a big check and she's living in the mansion going to private school.
Because wasn't he on like a 10-day contract when they first called him up?
No. He was on the Wizards, and I think he got waived. He got signed to the Miami. He wasn't on a 10-day. He just signed like a minimum deal off waivers with the Miami Heat. I don't know. I get what you're saying, Hawk, but I don't necessarily think he cost himself millions. He was playing solid as the Heat's backup point guard. He had some big shots in game one on that big run that only got him to within 14. And then he was pretty solid the other night in game two as well. But I think everybody kind of knows what DeLon Wright is at this stage of his career. He's not a young player. I mean, this is a guy well into what, like his seventh season in the NBA, I think. Sixth, seventh season.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I held Asia's leg on all three babies.
I didn't go near. I was up by the shoulders.
You stayed above the little sheet.
I stayed above the divider because my brother had warned me.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, bro, if you look, you are never going to go back.
I was down there in the game.
Not me, man.
Put me in, coach.
I had, like, nosebleed seats. I wasn't. And they kept saying, like, you want to help with the – nah, I'm good. I do not know what happened down there.
I held her right leg, all three of them, watched the baby come out. I cut the cord. Then I went over there, and I was the first one after they wiped all that slimy nasty off, I was the first one to pick the baby up and brought all three of our children over to Asia.
I waited till David was all clean, and I wasn't even going to go near him if he didn't have a good APGAR score. I'd just been like, nah, I'll try again. We'll get a better APGAR working here.
I didn't have little Chan until I retired. That's my oldest, Hawk. But I really feel as if I had a football game on a Sunday, and Asia went into labor, I would have went to the game.
I really,
we've talked about it too. So Asia won't get upset by me. But, like, you know, I have a very high profile job and I have to work. Your mom's there, your grandma's there, you have a support system. Hey, let me go pay for a couple years of private school.
Right. I get it.
I don't think anybody's upset with DeLon Wright missing the game, though, to be honest. I mean,
He wasn't going to score 60.
Well, the question is more like if it was Jimmy Butler. And
well, this happened. So that's how we know about that's why we called out Crowder. Remember when Jimmy Butler first was
but
traded
that was at
to
the beginning
Heat?
Of the season, though, wasn't he? It wasn't the playoffs, though.
Yeah, he missed the first three games
I'm talking
of his
about,
Heat season. Like, his
I'm
Heat
talking
career.
About playoffs, and it's, you know, you're down 1-0 or 2-1. Like, that's an interesting question. You're the absolute star of the team. Do you miss a game for the birth of a child?
I don't think the top guys will.
It'd be interesting.
Steph has kids. Bron has kids. Does KD have kids?
Yeah.
KD has kids. Like, I don't think those guys would miss.
Maybe he should spend more time in the practice court. I don't know.
I don't know if the top guys would miss a playoff elimination game or whatever, a playoff game. To see the
what else you got, Solon? It's already 2:30. We are like
see the baby fall out. It's not that exciting.
Panthers Lightning game 5 at 7. Hey, Bobrovsky, a Vezina Trophy finalist. One of three finalists. He's already won the award two times.
Isn't it Vesnia?
Vezina, isn't it?
Is it Vezina? That was Vesnia.
Crowder?
Mr. Hockey.
Vezina.
Yeah, it's the Vezina.
It is?
Yeah. I think.
Silent eye.
I don't know. Clippers, even their series with the Mavs, that one was dicey, man. L.A. was up a million. Kyrie willed them all the way back. Clippers end up winning that series. They're 2-0 without Kawhi Leonard. 0-2.
Oh, I thought it was Vezina, but it's not because it's V-E-Z-I-N-A.
Yeah, take the L.
Interesting. I do. I kept saying I don't know.
Okay, yeah, just take the L.
So it's Vezina.
Who wants to win the Vezina Trophy?
If this guy doesn't bring home the Vezina, there is no justice in hockey.
Come on, Bob. I want to see that Vezina, boy.
I got to ask Moeller. Do you think Bobrovsky's going to win the Vezina?
And we all got to keep a straight
keep
face.
Keep a straight face. Yeah.
Knicks took a 3-1 series lead over the Sixers. Pacers 3-1 over the Bucks without Damian Lillard and Giannis. The Magic and the Cavs, who cares?
Speaking of childbirth, who's going to win the Vezina?
Man, come on, man.
Pelicans can sweep the Thunder tonight. Excuse me. Thunder can sweep the Pelicans tonight in New Orleans, game 4 at 8:30. Nuggets try to close out the Lakers, game 5 at 10 p.m. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Inter Miami won, by the way, 4-1 on Saturday over New England. They're atop the Eastern Conference. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE. Free consultations 24/7. Again, 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Gorgeous afternoon in South Florida. That's your weather.
All right. Well, we'll talk a little Dolphins and Vezina and whatever whatever comes our way. We'll see if Solana can get us that wrench that we're looking for during the commercial break. There's a lot going on. We have a lot going on. Don't go anywhere.
He works in that outside section. Still inside. There's a lot of...
Solana, where's the mulch?
Red or black, sir? Red or black?
Unfortunately, this is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Berries and cream, berries and cream. I'm a little lad who loves berries and cream.
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, back at the Amerant Bank Arena, Panthers tonight. You'll hear the Heat game tonight on 560. You'll hear the Panthers game on 790 AM. Could be the final Panthers telecast of the season on Bally Sports Florida, because if they punch their ticket to the second round tonight, all the second round and beyond games would be national TV only. So this is a big one. A big one here in Sunrise. The Dolphins draft, did you watch any of it? Did you pay attention? I mean, I know you were out in Detroit. Yeah. Did you pay attention to much of the draft beyond the first round?
No, not after the first round. I looked at the – I would check the emails, whatever, and just see.
Wow. I mean, what have you eaten during the commercial break?
Man, I ate a spicy chicken sandwich, some vagina.
Tree was saying during the commercial break that Bobrovsky, just that one save in the playoffs against Tampa is probably worthy of vagina. You know. Is that how it's pronounced, Solana? Have we figured it out?
I haven't looked it up, but all I right. can assure you it's not pronounced vagina. Feel pretty comfortable saying that.
All right. Well, we will get to the bottom of this at some point.
You got his fighters coming on.
Anyway, the Dolphins draft. So I'll give you some of the grades that some of the media outlets gave them. Touchdown Wire, USA Today, gave the Dolphins a B+ overall. I'm not going to read you the entire recap. ESPN gave the Dolphins a B. This is what Mel Kiper says. Chop Robinson has elite upside if you can reach his ceiling, but when you turn on his Penn State tape, you wonder why he didn't dominate. He had just 4 sacks last season. If I were running this team, I would have taken defensive end or tackle Darius Robinson or center Graham Barton instead. Patrick Paul is a selection for the future. He played left tackle in college and could replace Teron Armstead down the line, but I'm not sure he's ready to start as a rookie for a team that really had to get instant impact players. Mm-hmm. I'm a huge fan of speedy running back Jalen Wright, but Miami gave up its 2025 third-rounder to get him. That's not great value, especially for a team that doesn't necessarily have a need at that position. I had Muhammad Kamara at number 67 overall in my rankings, and the Dolphins took him at 158. Right. So Mel Kiper says this is a fantastic pick. He had 13 sacks last season. GM Chris Greer tried to hit this void at wideout with Malik Washington and Taj Washington. Malik is a guy to watch, Mel Kiper says, as he had 110 catches last season. I like a bunch of these players, but it's a small class, and giving up the 2025 third rounder means that it can't make it to a B+ in his gradings.
The running back was the question. Out of Tennessee?
Interesting. It's a high pick for a position that they seem to be pretty full at. So
Pro Bowler and one of the most explosive players in the league coming back from injuries. So that was the only one. But other ones, you need edge rushers, you get edge rushers. We know Teron Armstead, and I don't know how he's talking about how far in the future, if it's 2027
Correct.
Or when Teron misses these 6 games next year, guaranteed, because that's what Teron does. But I think it was no problem. Chop Robinson can play ball. Everybody, because in the first round, now you have a whole day to talk about it. The thing with Chop Robinson, numbers were low because Penn State had no other great upfront guys. He was getting double teamed.
So it was like, hey, stop Chop and let anyone else get through
it. And your quarterback got the time. So that's what I heard about Chop. He ran. You see the little – we talked about it Friday. Him lined up against the other great pass rushers in this league, and he was walking away from them in the 40-yard dash. I think they went and got a great athlete. But to me, you know, I hate Mel Kiper.
I know.
But to his point, use that athleticism and let him figure out this league. I think Chop can be a great player. Two edge guys make sense because our two edge guys are right now, they're – icing, and they're in rehab and doing stem on their ankle and their wrist and whatever it is.
The other media outlets giving the Dolphins grades for the entire draft class. Washington Post gives the Dolphins a B-. NFL.com gives the Dolphins a B-. Pro Football Focus gives the Dolphins a B-. USA Today gives the Dolphins a B-. Associated Press gives the Dolphins a B-. The Ringer gives the Dolphins a B+. CBS Sports gives the Dolphins a B-. So it's kind of like, I think, what we talked about on Friday with just Chop Robinson, yeah. Which was, I think everyone was in agreement. It was like, it wasn't a home run, but you're not often going to hit a home run at 21. So you get a good solid pick. It's a B+, B-. And then the entire draft kind of played out the same way. He didn't hit any home runs. Kuiper, you know, kind of acknowledged one home run he thought with a guy who, you know, fell 100 picks further than what he had anticipated. But seems like it was solid. Like they, you know, addressed some positions of need, a couple of head scratchers. The running back for me is strange because I don't see that as being a position of need. I think it's a position that's overloaded, if anything. But yeah, it was fine. Like the draft was fine.
Are there any positions that you think they didn't put enough emphasis on? Because they were a good team already.
Right. I mean, well, that's the whole thing with some of the criticisms of their draft, which is they were already a good team. We talked about this Friday. They have to win a playoff game. Probably more than that. Like, that's a pretty low bar. So did they do enough in the draft to improve their chances next season to win a playoff game and maybe more?
I would say, wild to say, I'm looking at it now, Pat Paul probably could have the biggest impact on this team. If he's a legit left tackle, he could have
the biggest impact. But everyone's saying that he's like, I read you Kuiper's there, but everything that I've read from this guy says that he's not ready.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, Chop's going to go in early, and he has to develop. But then at some point, Jalen's going to come back. Bradley's going to come back. We need some offense. I joke about it all the time. I say I want fat guys because we don't have, you know, we're not solidified in our lines. And we got rid of Christian Wilkins. I would have wanted a D tackle as well in the draft. They took two edge guys because of the injury situation. So Pat Paul is going to start this year, and if he can play, he's going to help us. He's going to protect Tua.
Little breaking news. The ESPN app says that the Chiefs and Travis Kelce have agreed to a 2-year extension. Hmm. I read today that Jason Kelce is going to be joining ESPN's Monday Night Countdown.
Really?
Yeah.
He's good.
And there were some changes today for CBS Sports, their football coverage. What's it called? NFL Today?
Is it NFL Today or NFL
Game
Day?
CBS is NFL Today.
That with Bradshaw?
No, that's Fox.
Okay. Yeah.
CBS, NFL Today, James Brown stays, Nate Burleson stays, Phil Sims, gone, Boomer Esiason, gone. And they add Matt Ryan. So they had J.J. Watt for some of the – so it's going to be James Brown, Nate Burleson, J.J. Watt, Matt Ryan. Went a little younger. I don't know if Phil Sims and Boomer Esiason mean anything to the Solana generation.
Yeah, no.
Does to me, but I don't think it means anything to him.
They had a Spider-Man meme. They're pointing at each other.
Yeah,
oh, my God, do they look alike.
They look alike and
crazy,
and they talk alike, and they say,
Yeah.
Phil Sims, sorry, later. Anybody with the last name Sims is just cursed Tua Tagovailoa one too many times for my liking. I will say, anybody named Boomer, I'll listen to on any topic, right? Like,
that's a pretty good rule.
Like, I walk into Ace Hardware and I'm the employee there, but if Boomer is telling me something about it, I'll listen to him.
But do you know who Boomer Esiason is?
Yeah, Boomer Esiason, of course.
What team do you play for?
I don't think that he knows he even played.
The Jets, of course I know. The Jets. The Giants.
Well, Sims played for the Giants. Boomer Esiason played for the Bengals.
The Bengals, right, that's what I was getting to, right.
All right, 3 o'clock hour is coming up.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Take your right hand and punch your left forearm as hard as you can.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.